And it is with immense sadness that we announce this morning the death of journalist, trailblazing feminist and founding member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement, Nell McCafferty. She was 80. To my generation of journalists, she was an inspiration, and in her writing about social injustice, from the Irish courts to the Kerry Babies case, she made a huge contribution to significant changes for women in Irish society. Let's hear a little more about her life and stellar journalistic career.
I hear Mike Murphy, Gay Byrne, Rodney Rice, John Bowman, Liam Nolan, and I've had them up to their gate. It goes on year after year after year. Women do not exist in radio. We are an invisible species.
Witty, direct, impossible to ignore, Nell McCafferty was for a time the face and voice of Irish feminism. Born in 1944, she was one of six children who grew up in the nationalist Bogside area of Derry, where she first became involved in politics during the civil rights movement. She then moved to Dublin, where she worked first with the Irish Times and then as a freelance journalist.
Usually I find that I speak at 3 or 4 meetings a week at night time. I'm busy all day in the courts doing both the column and talking to people. I get involved in an awful lot of social work.
Her work included groundbreaking reporting from the Dublin District Courts, as well as coverage of major national news stories, including the Kerry Babies Tribunal, which looked at the actions of Gardaí investigating the death of an infant in 1984.
We have understood that never again will you have an all-male squad of men sitting in judgment on a woman.
Nell McCafferty was a founding member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement, which held its first meeting in 1970. And she was also part of the group of women who travelled from Dublin to Belfast in May 1971 on the so-called contraceptive train to buy contraceptives in Belfast, defying Dublin customs by illegally bringing their contraceptives past the barrier at Connolly Station. She frequently appeared on radio and television, and her contribution to the RTE show Women Today in 1979 was often dry, even witty, but her view of life was unflinching and her message serious.
The newspapers last week produced 3 stories about the lives women are forced to lead that should haunt the imaginations of those who control our lives.
Nell McCafferty was in a relationship with the writer Nuala O'Faolain for over 15 years, but the pair later parted. In later life, Nell McCafferty remained passionate about feminism and human rights, and she received an honorary doctorate from UCC in 2016 for her contribution to Irish life.
Kate Egan looking back there at Nell's life and career. Susan McKay, press ombudsman, former journalist and fellow Derry woman. Good morning. How will you remember Nell?
Just as an absolute phenomenon. She was really brilliant journalist, and she transformed journalism in Ireland, and she opened all sorts of ways of writing for me and other women of my generation and also generations to come. It's hard to remember how stilted and enclosed journalism about social issues, for example, used to be before Nell and various other women of her time broke it all open and started actually asking people about their lives, and in particular poor people and in particular women about their lives. She really was brilliant, and she was in a class of her own, and she kind of brought south, you know, a blast of northern air. You know, she talked about how Bloody Sunday in Derry had transformed the lives of everybody in the north at that time, and she brought that sensibility to the Republic, and she really shook things up, and she was absolutely great, and she made a huge contribution, which is still available to us because there are so many recordings and there are so many books that she wrote, and I think in particular A Woman to Blame, the book that she wrote about the Kerry Babies scandal, you know, will stand to her. She made an enormous contribution to Irish life, and it's very sad that she has died, but she did have a great life and was very happy in much of her life and very fulfilled by the work that she was doing. She was a journalist through and through.
She really was, and immense fun as well. Susan,
yes, hilarious.
We had very little time this morning, but thank you for coming on and remembering Nell McCafferty for us, who has died at the age of 80. That was Susan McKay, press ombudsman.